In the U.S., census workers are going door to door now. Their goal is to visit the 48 million households that did not mail back their forms. One neighborhood on the census taker's itinerary is Brighton Beach in Brooklyn, New York. The community is home to many Russian-speaking immigrants, and language barriers and a mistrust of government are keeping many of them from participating in the census. Ava Kern Jendrakowska prepared our story.
It's a busy Saturday morning on Brighton Beach Avenue. This area is known as Little Odessa. People come here to shop, and Russian is heard everywhere. Census workers and community activists have set up a table on the sidewalk. They hand out hats and pens with the census logo. They are hoping the response rate in the neighborhood will be better than it was 10 years ago. But they face persistent challenges. For one, some Russian-speaking immigrants still don't have a lot of confidence in civic participation.
People do not believe that they can influence the situation. Their voice matters. It's based on their experience.
Valery Savinkin is a U.S. Census Bureau partnership specialist and liaison to the Russian-speaking community.
Because, you know, in the Russian community we have many, many elderly people. And they have their experience in the Soviet Union. For the whole life they try to stay aside from the political activity to save themselves.
Just off the Brighton Beach boardwalk overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, some older men are playing chess. One of them is Sam Vitebsky. He came from Moscow 16 years ago. He's 58 and on disability. He refuses to fill out the census form because he doesn't see how it can help his community.
I don't understand this. Everybody says,
how it works,
it will bring you billions of money in your community. Why? Why? Explain me. Explain to me. No. Crazy.
It's these kind of questions and suspicions that community leaders have been trying to overcome. 2 years ago, they formed a Complete Count Committee for Russian-American New Yorkers. Gene Borsch is the chair.
We realized that this ambitious goal can be fulfilled only if the entire community will be working on every single level. We're talking about businesses, professional offices, like medical offices. Of course, probably one of the biggest input came from local media.
Подробная информация на веб-сайте 2010census.gov.
Оплачено Бюро переписи населения США.
A local radio station airs census ads in Russian every hour. Recently, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg called in to make a special census pitch.
And if everybody gets counted, we have more money for schools and health care and housing and other essential services. But if we miss anybody we miss costs us roughly $33,000 over the next 10 years.
He went on to reassure immigrants that the Census Bureau doesn't share personal information with other government agencies. That's especially important to undocumented immigrants. And local leaders have made another argument. They say filling out the census could help the undocumented prove residence if Congress passes immigration reform. But it's not just fears. There's also the language barrier. Roxana Nagorskaya came from Ukraine 15 years ago when she was 66. And like many older immigrants here, she speaks very little English. This year, for the first time, census questionnaires are available in Russian. But they didn't come in the mail. You had to call to request them or get them at the census assistance site. She filled out her questionnaire with help from a Russian language newspaper that printed a translation. By mailing in her form, she hopes that her neighborhood will benefit and that medical care she relies on will be funded too. Gene Bohr says community leaders like him are stressing that Russian-speaking immigrants can have a say in affecting policy.
Unlike it was in former Soviet Union, it was impossible. Here, it's up to you.
For The World, I'm Eva Kern-Jendrychowska, Brooklyn, New York.
Eva Kern-Jendrychowska reports for Feet in Two Worlds. It's a project that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio.